Hello, and thank you for tuning in. I'm Saga Jakubchek, and you are listening to the DME Interns Podcast.
Hello, and welcome to the DME Interns Podcast. I'm your host, Saga Jakubchek, today joined by Khaled Malouf, a writing intern here with the DME. In today's podcast, we aim to highlight his unique experiences as a writing intern within the State Department. It is great to have you on, Khaled.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
So, Khaled, you're a writing intern here with the DME, is that correct?
Yes. Good.
All right. Now, bare bones, what would you say some of your responsibilities are as a writing intern?
So primarily my responsibilities are to either look for veterans on the Veterans History Project website and create cards and write articles on them, basically. I would upload first drafts, and then editors and researchers would look through the draft that I write, and they would determine potential errors or areas of improvement, and they would suggest those, and I would just upload further revised drafts, and we would go through that process, and we'd end up having an article published for a veteran. So my role primarily is to write that article. And sometimes also look for veterans on the Veterans History Project to write articles on.
I see. So you say you're a writing intern, but you also have a lot of responsibilities outside of that. For example, editing and research.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, that's correct. So in terms of researching, so when I actually find a veteran, or sometimes they'll be publicly submitted VOD, so I would just claim that card. And I would write about the veteran. I actually have to do the research. I go through multiple sources. Usually when I take a veteran from the Veterans History Project, there'd be an interview that's recorded with the veterans that would serve as the primary source. Sometimes I also rely on secondary sources. Sometimes I rely exclusively on secondary sources if there's no interview. And often as well, I would reach out to, if it's a publicly submitted VOD, so submitted by someone on outside of the DME, I would sometimes reach out to the nominator of that veteran, and I would, with questions, to just learn further about that veteran. So that's also another way of doing research. Most of the research, at least at the start, goes to me. Obviously, that research is replicated again by researchers to confirm that information and to clean up any potential errors or mistakes I might have made. I don't do the editing per se. The editing is done by an editor, but I do review those edits, and I decide if I want to apply them or not. And sometimes I would coordinate with that editor to potentially suggest a different way to incorporate that editor's suggestion. So that's mostly the process. So I do some research for sure, a lot of research. And in terms of editing, I definitely look into the suggestions provided by editors and sometimes offer my own counter suggestions.
Interesting. And now, this was touched upon briefly in a few of our other interviews. And of course, I'm in the know because I'm here with the DME.
Yeah.
However, for those listeners who are just joining in, would it be possible for you to describe our Veteran of the Day projects that you work on, you know, just in general terms, what the project seeks to accomplish?
Of course. So the Veteran of the Day seeks to highlight veterans who have served our country. And we would obviously try to, so we have different ways of doing that. So sometimes we would, for example, follow a calendar provided by the DME, highlighting veterans specifically in different significant months of the year, or dates of the year. So for example, during the Native American Heritage Month, we would try to highlight Native Americans, for example, or during Hispanic Heritage Month, we would try to highlight Hispanic veterans' service. Sometimes we also try to highlight veterans who have been submitted by the public, who the public would like to learn, who the public would like to see an article published on. And sometimes we just look through the Veterans History Project to try to look for veterans that we think maybe should be highlighted or have done a lot in terms of service to our country and that we'd like to see highlighted. So that is the main goal of the VOD, really, to look for veterans that we'd like to highlight, whose service we'd like to highlight to the country, and to just write about them in the to the best of our abilities, obviously, to make sure that we are giving full credit to the veteran and giving full respect to the veteran by highlighting their service to the best of our abilities. And that is really the goal of the VODs.
Of course. And now, when you're drafting up some of these Veteran of the Day reports for review, what kind of suggested edits do you tend to receive from your editors and researchers? Like, what might they nitpick within a veteran's biography?
So sometimes it might just be like potential grammar errors, or potentially language errors, or potentially just ways to improve the language, even if it's not necessarily wrong per se. Other times there would be suggestions on the DME obviously has maybe it can be defined as its own style of writing. And sometimes if I make a mistake and not adhering to that style accidentally in one way or another, for example, through not abbreviating a soldier, a veteran's rank, that is one common thing. Or so primarily language or grammar or adhering to style is something big. Sometimes the editors would suggest me, like they would look through the sources that I provide. They would suggest that I add a certain piece of information that is significant that I may have missed from the veteran's service. Or they might simply restructure a whole couple of sentences and suggest that this is potentially a better way to phrase this. So it's really a combination of things. It's language, grammar, style, and sometimes also just adding further information or potentially removing information, although that is rarer. So that's mostly it.
Got it. Oh, you're right. Yeah. Rank is actually quite the big one. I know how impossible it is to get everyone's rank just right within their division. I tend to, when I'm talking about veterans, get rank wrong. And I know my father, who's a massive military buff, always swoops in at the last minute and is like, actually, they were a general. I'm like,
And I think a lot of veterans have obviously advanced throughout their careers, picked up different ranks. And I think that also sometimes makes it more difficult if there's a source that lists a rank that an earlier rank, especially in their career, that I might have not found in another source, that can make things more difficult.
So you just have to become basically an online investigator. You just take it into your own hands and you're like,
something like that. Yes, something like that.
Now, you mentioned in your email to me how you enjoyed working on the Dwight Eisenhower and Mark Clark Veteran of the Days because of their immense achievements, I think you said.
Yes.
Why don't you just go into some depth on that?
Right. So I've worked on so many VODs and I've written about so many different veterans. They have all served our country in a great and just really impressive and devoted way. The reason I specifically liked writing about General Eisenhower and also General Clark was because I just saw that their career had so many accomplishments. There was so much to write about, and I could have easily expanded the VOD even further had it not been for word limits. But it was just really interesting to see all that they've done and how they rose through the ranks throughout their careers, and all the accomplishments they had, really. That was just really impressive to me, and I enjoyed writing about them for that reason. There was also another VOD that was interesting to write about was the George Johnson VOD. That was because he was the first veteran that I wrote about that was killed in action, and it just really got me to see deeply, to get a deep insight into the life of a veteran who had passed away while in combat. It was really hard to write about, but it really gave me great insight into veterans who were killed in action.
So we talk about this insight, potentially even, you know, inspiration that we gain just from learning about these people.
Right.
Bringing us back to the subject of the internship itself, what made you decide State Department or even government in general?
Yeah. So I'm interested in government and foreign policy and national security. And I think the reason for that is probably because I grew up abroad. I grew up in Lebanon, and just really getting this different perspective of US foreign policy from abroad makes you, at least made me, really interested in the topic. It was really something that was really interesting to me. And so that's how I got into my interest in foreign policy, and I'm still interested in it to this day, and I'd like to work in that field. And I think that working, obviously, at the DME is something that I think can contribute to that, because at the end of the day, veterans, they are the ones who, they are the primary implementers of, they are the primary ones who protect our national security and who serve our national security and protect Americans' freedoms. And I think that just learning more about them is probably the best, it's probably a great way for me to learn more about foreign policy and national security. And it has been really, I've learned a lot. And also obviously writing, research skills, these are really important things in any career. And at the DME, not only have my skills been expanded because of the work that I do, but also because of the teamwork and the suggestions that I get from other interns have been really helpful and really taught me a lot, to put it that way.
Absolutely. And you kind of capped off my last few questions there. Ultimately, you know, what jobs are you most interested in? I think via your email, you mentioned law, foreign policy, and banking. And, you know, just in general, to summarize, what traits do those jobs share that interest you?
Yeah, so I think the traits that these probably do share is writing is very important, probably research as well. I think that it's pretty clear that law and foreign policy for sure, communication is important in these two, and writing as well. And I think research as well, because for foreign policy, obviously there's different particular fields in which you can work in foreign policy. If I wanted to go into academia, for example, writing and research are obviously very important for that. And in law as well, I think law involves a lot of digging into the laws and looking into different arguments that one can make in court. And that obviously requires research and writing, of course, no doubt. So I think that these are probably the skills that overlap the areas of interest that I'd like to explore in my career in the future. These skills for sure. And in terms of other skills, primarily just my knowledge of veterans has also been, I think will be really important for a potential career in foreign policy, which is probably still to up until now, the career that I'm most interested in pursuing. And so that's why the VOD has been, DME has been very, very helpful to that end.
Right. So ultimately, the many practical applications of this internship allow you to kind of see different pathways, different career pathways.
Yeah, exactly. For sure.
And now, as we are rounding up on our time limit, this last question is ultimately one for the listeners. So if you had one piece of advice for someone who might be looking to take up, say, a writing internship here with the DME, what would you say to them about what they should expect?
So I would definitely say expect to learn a lot. Again, as I said earlier, the other interns at the DME, they're all also really, really great. They know what they're doing. They're very hardworking and they will give great advice. And they really, I mean, I thought my writing skills were really excellent, but I think they are pretty good. But I think that there's a lot of things that I didn't notice I was doing wrong. One famous thing, well, not one famous thing, but one thing I've noticed a lot is, and a really important thing is punctuating when there's a quotation. I used to mess that up, but I learned how to properly do that because of my fellow interns, editors, principally, who have really just taught me of very important rules in the in writing. And I think that that's probably the biggest thing, is just learning from others over here who are also really, really great. And of course, just the things that you can learn yourself through doing research and writing consistently, that will really shore up and really improve your writing and research skills.
100%. It's basically free coaching from your colleagues.
Yes, it is for sure. You learn a lot.
And with that, listeners, it looks like we are coming up on the conclusion of our segment. Khaled, thank you so much for joining me here today on the DME Interns podcast.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me. It was great.
Absolutely. It's been a pleasure having you on. And now I would like to thank our listeners for tuning in. Don't forget to subscribe, and if you could give us a 5-star rating, we'd really appreciate it. For more information about joining the DME Interns team, please visit dmeinterns.org. You can also follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and LinkedIn. Once again, this is Saga Jakubchek, and you are listening to the DME Interns podcast. Stay tuned for next week's episode. I would now like to thank our listeners for tuning in. Don't forget to subscribe, and if you could give us a 5-star rating, we would really appreciate it. For more information about joining the DME Interns team, please visit dmeinterns.org. You can also follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and LinkedIn. Once again, this is Saga Jakubchek, and you're listening to the DME Interns podcast. Stay tuned.